Leading the news this morning, European Union leaders have agreed on a plan to recapitalise European banks to try and withstand the ongoing debt crisis. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the deal is reliant on the Eurozone adopting a full package to protect the euro itself. Before the summit, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned that if the euro fails, then all of Europe fails. International passengers are enduring more delays after Australian customs officers walked off the job. Sydney, Melbourne and Perth airports are all going to be disrupted for 24 hours. Other international airports around the country will suffer four-hour work stoppages. But talks on an enterprise agreement do resume today. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has urged Sri Lanka's president to address allegations of human rights abuses committed during the long-running civil war in Sri Lanka. The Prime Minister met President Mahinda Rajapaksa in Perth ahead of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. A spokesman for President Rajapaksa has told the ABC that a human rights report will be handed to the president in November. The radical Muslim cleric Abu Bakr Bashir has had his jail sentence cut from 15 years to 9 by an Indonesian court. Bashir was jailed in June after being convicted of funding a terrorist group. No reason was given for this reduction. And Libya's interim government has asked NATO to extend its mission until the end of the year.